The Truth News Network. As the deep state pursues a president for the crime of obstructing attempts to frame him, the biggest victim is the truth. To sort out the dizzying array of nonsense, here's Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Truth News Network. In case you didn't hear, yesterday, the Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, released his Comey report, at least part one of the Comey report, and it was, to say the least, damning. In spite of the fact that the DOJ Inspector General Horowitz issued that report of fired FBI Director James Comey's actions when he was director, the insolent Comey took a victory lap or two on Twitter. This is amazing. Millions of Americans were shocked that after such an exhaustive and vile report, the Department of Justice stated that even though Horowitz made a referral to the DOJ for a criminal prosecution of Comey, the Department of Justice will not proceed with prosecution of Jim Comey. There are many points worth mentioning today, and we will. But first, I want you to take the liberty of downloading and perusing for yourself the entire Horowitz report in total. You can click on the link below this sentence on the homepage of the website, and I suggest that you download it. It's a .pdf formatted file, and it's very lengthy. But download it, and when you have some time, read the whole thing. It will blow your mind how ugly James Comey was leading the FBI. There are numerous observations that we can make after skimming that lengthy report, which I did. But let's look at just a few of the bullet points. No prosecution. Yeah, you heard that again. No prosecution. Now, there are several possible explanations for the DOJ declining to indict Comey. First, according to Horowitz, Comey's sharing memos to the media did not expose classified documents in any unauthorized or illegal matter. Prosecuting Comey for those wrongdoings could easily short-circuit possible future prosecution for worst actions. And we've got some more details on that just ahead. And then there's the Hillary factor. 18 U.S. Code 793 Section F was the law that Comey stated in his press briefing, remember that, in which he exonerated Hillary Clinton for mishandling classified information, was a violation that Comey committed himself. It's called the Gross Negligence Clause in criminal law, referencing control of government documents. It says this: whoever, being entrusted with or having lawful possession or control of any document, writing, code book, signal book, sketch, photograph, photographic negative, blueprint, plan, map, model, instrument, appliance, note, or information relating to the national defense, 1, through gross negligence, permits the same to be removed from its proper place of custody or delivered to anyone in violation of his trust, or to be lost, stolen, abstracted, or destroyed, or, number 2, having knowledge that same has been illegally removed from its proper place of custody or delivered to anyone in violation of its trust, or lost, or stolen, abstracted, or destroyed, and fails to make prompt report of such loss, theft, abstraction, or destruction to a superior officer, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both. You heard those two words, gross negligence. Remember, in Comey's first draft of the report that he was writing and was going to issue on the Hillary Clinton investigation, he changed those two words. He deleted gross negligence because that would have been a statute for which Hillary Clinton could have been prosecuted. Well, gross negligence is a felony, and that's why he left it out. His exoneration of Hillary meant he would have to change the verbiage to not indict her. So here is what most legal experts feel is the DOJ reasoning for not prosecuting Comey for these infractions. Horowitz is still to release his entire report that includes the FISA misdeeds, which probably will be more critical to Comey since he signed the first of those applications for FISA warrant, launching the Trump investigation of Russian collusion. Each FISA warrant renewal, and of course the original, used as a fundamental basis that infamous Steele dossier. It was never proven to contain truthful information. it has been discovered that Comey misrepresented in the signed FISA application that it had been verified when he knew for certain it was not verified. That in itself would be a felony for swearing in a signed application that went to the FISA court that information contained had all been verified as an accurate representation of the facts. Comey had previously stated he knew that it had not been proven. Comey's public testimony subsequent to his firing, his several congressional hearings in which his testimony was in conflict with other testimony he gave, as well in conflict with that of Andrew McCabe, led most to believe he was covering for someone. Comey was covering for someone, maybe a group or just himself. He dug a hole with those conflicts. They are public. This report did nothing to lead anyone to believe he was an innocent party to wrongdoing in the FBI and special counsel's investigations. But most glaring were his tweets posted immediately after the release of the Horowitz report. And when I say immediately after, in just seconds, these two tweets went up. His first said this, DOJ IG, quote, found no evidence that Comey or his attorneys released any of the classified information contained in any of the memos to members of the media, end quote. And then he added this, I don't need a public apology from those who defame me, but a quick message with a sorry we lied about you would be nice. And he didn't stop there. His second tweet said this, and to all those who've spent 2 years taking and talking about me going to jail or being a liar and a leaker, ask yourselves why you still trust people who gave you bad info for so long, including the president. Again, Comey takes a shot at Donald Trump. There's more to this. You sit tight. We'll be back in just a moment at truthnewsnet.org.
Because to fight the deep state's cover-up of Hillary's crimes, you need the light of truth. There's TNN.
Subway Restaurant's Storytime Theater proudly presents Jack and the Beanstalk.
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell something delicious. Hey, little fella, what you got there?
Oh, this? It's the Big Hot Pastrami Sub from Subway Restaurants.
Mmm, that does look tasty.
It sure is. Climbing that beanstalk out there makes you hungry.
You mind if I have a bite?
Sure! I'll trade you for that goose over there with the golden eggs.
You got a deal!
Hungry for something big? Then pick up a Big Hot Pastrami Sub from Subway Restaurants. Layer upon layer of delicious hot pastrami stacked high and toasted to flavorful perfection on freshly baked bread. Topped with pickles, mustard, and melted Swiss cheese, it's the perfect way to satisfy any giant-sized appetite. Big Hot Pastrami available at participating restaurants for a limited time only. See restaurants for details. Subway, eat fresh.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&Ms.
Oh, yes.
But your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate. So you've been avoiding M&Ms.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Too much spin on your plate?
How about a diet
of truth?
The Truth News Network sets your table.
And here again to serve it up is Dan Newman.
Lots of truth to discuss today. Let's get right to the second part of today's story. The Department of Justice dilemma. Now, it's common practice for a new Justice Department with a new Attorney General and a new administration to walk slowly about prosecuting any members of the outgoing administration. It's happened in U.S. history, but only rarely, and only in the cases of egregious wrongdoing of members of the outgoing administration. Attorney General William Barr is at best in a tenuous situation in looking at such wrongdoing that may or may not have gone on in the Obama administration. Wisely, he handed off the DOJ look-see for Obama folks' possible criminal activities to Inspector General Michael Horowitz and Connecticut federal prosecutor John Durham. Barr, in doing so, put some distance between the investigations and his direct staff to thwart the certainty of cries from the left should any criminal activities be uncovered that would result in criminal referrals for prosecution. Durham is deep into his investigation, as is I.G. Horowitz in the more expansive investigation of all Department of Justice occurrences regarding the Russia-Trump investigation, like FISA warrants that actually started the surveillance process of the Trump campaign and subsequent actions by the DOJ and Mueller's team. There's plenty more to come in upcoming days as Horowitz wraps up part two of that investigation. No one knows how deep into this matter is Durham, but plenty of issues have already been unearthed that are dramatic, telling, and startling about the Obama Department of Justice and the way it operated. Comey's actions? Just a tip of the iceberg, folks. The fact that an environment could even exist, as was so obvious in the Obama Department of Justice and FBI, is frightening. That those folks involved created and perpetrated an atmosphere that was lawless, political in nature, and full of people driven not by a quest to enforce U.S. federal laws and legitimately seek out those who broke those laws, but it was driven by their own personal and political agendas. And that is unfathomable to Americans. And fired FBI Director Comey illustrated some of that disdain for honesty, the rule of law, and the American people in his two tweets that we read to you up above. Yes, it is true that the DOJ declined to prosecute him for these infractions, but Comey proved what we at Truth News Network have felt for almost 3 years, that he is simply a politically partisan hack, dead set from the beginning to take Donald Trump down. And think about it. He was nearly successful. In fact, folks, if Hillary Clinton was a resident at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, none of this would have been exposed. None of this would have been investigated. And you wouldn't, nor I, wouldn't know anything about any of this. What's scariest is that not only did Comey skate from possible legal action for these wrongdoings, he is escaping prosecution for the same infractions for which he excused Hillary Clinton. Think about this. A former U.S. Senator, then Secretary of State, then almost elected President of the United States, got off scot-free, as did those in her campaign, who Comey gave all unilateral immunity for any of their wrongdoing, all of any wrongdoing, even before they were sworn and testified. By the way, none of them were ever sworn, and that includes Hillary. Comey stated hers was an interview. So how does this happen in the Department of Justice in the greatest country on earth? Is it going to happen again? And more importantly, why does the U.S. Department of Justice let the likes of Hillary and Comey walk away with no accountability for the same actions committed innocently by that U.S. sailor who was thrown in jail for sending a picture of his submarine home to his buddies? He didn't even talk to them. He just wanted them to see where he worked. And he went to jail. Obama had to pardon him to get him released from federal prison. Don't forget, General David Petraeus lost his career because a woman with whom he was having an affair was given a file with some government information. Petraeus agreed to that to keep from going to prison. Yet Comey lied and lied some more, leaked government information to the press, let Hillary and her staff get away with malfeasance and criminal acts in the dozens, and he feels patriotic for doing so. And we're all forgetting this one thing. You know that unsecured, unclassified server that was used by the Clinton campaign? You know, any information that comes out of the White House is automatically considered classified, especially if any of that communication is from a president. Did you know that the whole time Hillary had that server and was acting as Secretary of State, and afterwards, President Obama communicated to her through email? He had a Gmail account that very few people knew about, and that's the way his communications came to Hillary Clinton, on that insecure, unsecured, unclassified server. Folks, that's a violation of federal law. Barack Obama was guilty of that himself. We're going to summarize this below, but before we share our final thoughts, Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana, he's one of those guys they all like to interview because he always has some witty things to say. He had some thoughts to share to Fox News yesterday, right after the Horowitz report was released. Listen to Senator Kennedy.
Senator, power does not change you, it unmasks you. I believe for a long time, and this report confirms it, Mr. Comey is a meathead. He's a political hack. He hurt the FBI badly. Do FBI agents and FBI directors have political beliefs? Sure they do, but they're not supposed to act on them. The FBI should not be a political body. And Mr. Comey acted like a political operative while he was FBI director and every day since. And it's just sleazy. And I think Chris Wray has a lot of work to do to regain the confidence of the American people for the FBI.
So when FBI future directors and agents come before you in the Senate or before the House of Representatives, you're going to be looking at them with a raised eyebrow? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you have to now. And look, 99% of the men and women of the FBI, are all of whom have personal beliefs, are just professionals. But more important than Congress's reaction, I don't want Americans, if an FBI agent knocks on their door, to have to be worried about, well, is he a Democrat or a Republican? He's an FBI agent. His politics is not supposed to matter. And Mr. Comey, and I believe this before the report came out, but now it's confirmed. I mean, he just cheapened the premier law enforcement agency in all of human history. He ought to hide his head in the bag.
Well,
it's just not right.
He's responding, Senator, and he tweeted out immediately upon the release of this report a portion of the IG's finding, no evidence, he puts in quotations, that Comey or his attorneys released any of the classified information contained in any of the memos to members of the media. He then wrote, I don't need a public apology from those who defame me, but a quick message sorry we lied about you would be nice. That is his response. He has also tweeted this, and to all those who have spent 2 years talking about me going to jail or being a liar and a leaker, ask yourselves why you still trust people who gave you bad info for so long, including the president. Mm-hmm. By the way, we just got word from the White House. There's no reaction, no official statement from the White House yet. Obviously, we do expect one shortly. But Senator Kennedy, The Department of Justice, in its release of this report, put out a statement. At the end of it, it concludes this. Upon completing the investigation, the OIG provided its factual findings to the Justice Department for a prosecutorial decision regarding Comey's conduct, as required by the Inspector General Act. After reviewing the matter, the DOJ declined prosecution. So that is obviously directly what James Comey is responding to.
Well, just because it's not criminal, in the opinion of the Department of Justice, doesn't mean it's not sleazy. Now, in terms of Mr. Comey's response, I think it's pretty apparent to the American people at this juncture that Mr. Comey is not exactly Mensa material. He never should have been appointed head of the FBI.
Think about this, folks. General Michael Flynn, who was about to be sentenced for misrepresenting the truth to the FBI. Have you heard how that happened? Comey actually bragged about it publicly. Comey said that normally the FBI, to interview any White House staff member, must negotiate all the terms and conditions of such an interview, sometimes for months. He decided to simply send a couple of agents to the White House to interview Flynn right after the inauguration. Flynn agreed, and he talked with them. Even though those FBI agents knew Flynn should have had a personal lawyer there for the interview, they didn't tell Flynn that. Flynn thought it was just a conversation. Contents of that conversation is what Flynn is facing jail for. He lost his home, all of his retirement just to pay his legal bills for this charade perpetrated by former FBI Director Jim Comey. Is there no justice in the Department of Justice? Wake up, folks. The deep state? We've been telling you about it for a couple of years. It's real. Who runs the deep state? We don't know yet. We have our suspicions. But there are a whole lot of people that have their hands in that pie. Hey, you stay very close. There's much more going on, and we'll bring it to you as it happens at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Until we get together again, so long, everybody. Have a great day.
A politician's worst nightmare? The truth. And you're getting it here with Dan Newman on TNN,
the Truth News Network.